This is David.
David, it's Amy.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Hey, what's up, man? You calling and talking to all my coworkers?
Well, sorry you ain't answering.
I was on vacation last week.
Oh,
I took vacation for my birthday. I went to Idlewild.
How was that?
It was amazing. It was just what I needed. A little 5-day weekend away in the mountains.
Well, there you go. Well,
yeah.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was great. So I was talking with John here. He was informing me. I saw that you had called me just a few minutes ago, but I was finishing up my break, and then I get back, and he's messaging me. He's like, I can't access this account. This is your account. So I just wanted to touch base with you. He let me know that I see that you got the Google landing page and you got verified. That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
If you go to Dabo's Roofing.
Uh-huh.
Like just regular Dabeos Roofing .xyz.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my website.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, this is a basic landing page, and this is a great start. Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. Super glad to see this. The work is phenomenal. Did you create the logo, or did you have your girl create it for you?
That's a very good question. I'm glad you asked. My girl, and I'm going to just tell you, mm-hmm. she did this like in 15, 20 minutes. She's like, wait until
right.
I go through all your photos and
mm-hmm.
I find it. She's a realtor, so she does all kind of shit, and like,
right.
she's like, I didn't know it was this easy. You know, I didn't know it was going to be this easy for you. If I would have known, I would have done this a long time ago. So she's
mm-hmm.
just, she's been showing $1.1 million homes. So, I mean, dude, this is small shit. So
mm-hmm.
whenever she gets time to do it, she'll tweak it up. But what
right.
do I need to do in order to, because I went to, you know, roofing contractors. I see the same phony baloney there. I mean, they're
mm-hmm.
great companies. They're cool. I respect them 100%. But it's always the same names.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I need to do now that I've got that verified and all that?
Mm-hmm.
What is the next step?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it depends on which package it is that you want to go with. Now, again, this is a great start for a website and everything. And it is definitely going to look great as a placeholder. And I say this to you with all due respect. Okay. 100%, David. So please don't take it the wrong way. I mean it with all due respect. What we want to create, what's already included with the package, is a custom website design. So it's not just a landing page. It's got multiple pages on it. It's got all the content on the back end of the site itself, as well as just like a placeholder landing page. Okay? So this is a great way to start. But is she building you like with search engine optimization on the back end of the site as well?
No. And, you know, dude,
okay.
at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
what I'm going to do, basically, I have a website already, and
mm-hmm.
we're good. I'm going to go ahead. I mean, bottom line is no matter what you do, it's going to be like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got to pay
icing
this,
on the cake.
This and pay that to do that.
Nothing additional for it. No. There's nothing additional for what I had already planned for you. There was nothing additional for that. There was no extra charges to give you the fancier stuff at all.
No, well, so what am I – so – back to what I'm saying, so before we get derailed again, because like I said, what my main question was what do I need to do now
mm-hmm.
to get up on the...
Sure, so
and
it depends on which package you want.
Yeah, go ahead, here we go.
So let's jump right in. So we still have the basic package, which is going to give you about that 5 to 10 mile radius in and around where the business is located. That package is at $199. So it's super basic. It gives you that local area, where the business is physically located. I see she did go ahead and get you verified with the Google Business Profile, which is fantastic. What this does is this gives you promotion there with only that Google page and the top 60 directories. Okay. The second package that we had for you was the Google Guaranteed. Remember, that was the pay-per-lead package. The $250 application fee, and then it also includes the cost per lead for you. I believe it was right around $46, $46.67, and the minimum monthly budget is $609. So that was the other option for you. Lastly, the third option that we had for you was the Google, the Platinum Premier Package, which is the Google local listing. So taking what you currently have, giving it all the keywords and promotion and first page placement, also the Google ads with it, and all the directories and all the other bells and whistles.
Okay, all the other bells and whistles.
60-plus premium directories, the tracking and reporting system, the mobile platform programming, the downloadable app. So those are the Facebook promotion, all of those page, all of those other things that we talked about a few times. Just trying to refresh you.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, well, I was thinking the website was going to be the mm-hmm. ultimate starter, and then, mm-hmm. you know, being that I'm verified, I was mm-hmm. like, okay,
that's
so
great.
Now how do we get to the top page? Well, mm-hmm. if there's not a way other than going that way, then all I got to do is just go through there and log into my Google, and then go in there and get that request for them for the code. And all I got to do is go in there and I just start handing that out to my past client, and that'll boost up my Google reviews without even using y'all. And because I was just thinking about that, I was like, all I got to do is change that key and I will start being able to create and boost my own, because the second that the reviews start coming in, the file will start taking its own toll, because that's what it does. I'm not really too concerned. Like I told my girl, I'm not too concerned about Facebook and Instagram, even though people are on it all the time. Those apps are not on my phone. You know, because mm-hmm. like on a normal day, people work 8 hours. Mm-hmm. You sleep 8 hours, and then you got the rest of the time, you know, where you got to go cook dinner, spend time with kids, take them to football practice, etc.
Right.
So how do you really base it out? You really don't. I mean, for people that are actually business oriented, I don't see them getting stuck on Facebook or Instagram. You know, you got people that are go getters, and you got people that like to straggle along. People that are on Instagram and Facebook, those people are, no disrespect. You know, you're either looking for, you know, some kind of validation, or you don't have a life, or you don't value your time. Yeah, and most millionaires and billionaires don't have those apps on their phone for those reasons. My main thing is trying to, like I said, I know everybody messes with Google and, you know, looks for roofing contractors. That was my main thing.
Right.
I don't know. I guess John made it sound different. What's up?
Well, building the reviews is definitely going to help, David, but it's not going to give you the search engine optimization. So it's not just getting the Google listing and having the reviews that's going to get you first page placement. There's programming, somebody that sits in at a computer, at a desk, and is doing the programming, the keywords, the backlinking, the meta tags, all of the submissions, and programming you actually in on the first page of Google. And it's not something that happens overnight. There's different levels and different packages that we've gone over a few different times, you know, regarding
I don't care about the money. It's the length of time that it's going to take for it to start generating, start to producing.
Right.
And that's money that I'm pissing away, which is why I tried to get the website started up so we can kind of get it moving in a proactive way. But it seems like everything I do, I'm just shooting myself in the foot. And it just seems like, well, that's not good enough. You got to do that. No, and I get you. No disrespect. I'm not a guy.
You know what I mean? None to you either, because these are definitely great pieces to the puzzle. But the bottom line is that it still takes as long as it takes. Like it's not the website that was holding you back. Having the verification, that does definitely expedite the process. But David, you're in San Antonio. You're not in some little cow town in the backwoods of Mississippi. We have to elbow your way to the top.
I'm still putting roofs on though.
Yeah, I know you are. Oh,
so I'm doing this already without all this, and it's still going to my Better Business Bureau reviews. I just need to get that review set up on the Google. On the cool, I think I'm going to be fine. It just seems like every time I come into it, it's like, okay, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. And I'm like, wait a minute. Well, I'm not even thinking on that platform. I thought I needed the website. The website would be able to, you know, as long as you have your pictures, you know, because you were like, hey, you're going to have to send photos in. You're going to have to send and I had everything set up. Mm-hmm. I have my, you know, my insurance. I have, you know, my certificate. I have everything ready to go. You know, the money has never been the issue. My thing is this even going to work? Because every time I say I'm going to do something, or I've heard you, you know, everybody say, oh, well, you need a website. Well, the website's already installed, regardless if it's generic or not. The fact that you have a website up and that somebody can find you is bottom line.
It's better than where you were, absolutely. No, absolutely. Well, and nobody's knocking that by any means. Yeah.
And I was already doing it without that.
Yeah.
I bought a $500,000 house without a website. Mm-hmm. So if I'm able to do this now and continue to live and do what I'm doing, I'm just trying to evolve and put myself on the next platform. I'm trying to level up.
Right.
I'm just trying to think of the best way to go, but every way it seems like we're going, it's just like, well, you got to go this way now. Well, this is the way to go. So it just seems like I'm just shooting myself in the foot, and I don't know, like, at the end of the day, I'm like, I'm a man. I'm not.
Because it's the same package as what I've been telling you about. Like, it's nothing different than what I've been telling you. I still think Google Guarantee is the best way to go for you, you know, and I still think that that's going to be the most profitable and just the very, it's the top echelon of service providers of what it is that you're providing and what it is that you've got going on. And it's going to put you not only up at the very, very tippy top of the page, but it's going to give you that ultimate stamp, the Google Guarantee stamp, which is the highest of the highest. You know, I still think, and that's the product that I've tried to give you since the beginning that I feel like is very best for you, but I don't want you to feel like I'm pushing you into a product that isn't going to be good for you. Like, I truly believe this is the best product for you, David.
And the Google Guarantee, and I hate asking you this again.
It's okay.
Please,
yes, I can. Please, my pleasure. Yes, I can. My pleasure. So it's the $250 application fee. What's that?
This will be the last time that I call you on Bug, I promise you. Because
David, you're not bugging me.
Well, I'm bugging myself that I'm not able to. If I'm sitting on my corner trying to do this, it's already on my nerves. Like, I spend enough money on insurance, keeping the company rolling, better business accredited. There's enough money already invested in the company where I'm like, look, I just need that extra exposure, and you know, so when people go to Google, they already see me, because I see all my views come in on my Google Verify. So why aren't they freaking calling? So if those people are calling, I'm at a $500,000 this year. So what do I freaking need to do?
Okay. So the Google Guaranteed, what that is, I'll refresh you again on that, okay? So what it is it is up at the very, very, very top of the page, and it says Google Guaranteed next to it.
I see that. On roofing contract.
Yes.
I see it on the left.
Google works as a partner for you, David. They're going to work as a partner to you, and they're backing your work with additional insurance on top of everything that you already have going on and all the things that you do to stand by your work. They're working as a partner and for customer peace of mind. So they're validating you as a Google Guaranteed service provider. Okay. The customers are calling you directly. You do not pay for unqualified leads. The calls are all recorded. So Google has access to those calls. You have access to those calls. We have access to those calls. If for any reason you received a spam or solicitation call, if you received a call for a location that it does not say you serve on your profile, if it is for a service that you do not provide, you are not charged for those leads. You're only charged for valid leads. These are real live human beings contacting you, okay? They're contacting you. They've looked at your profile. They've looked at your website. They've seen your work, and they want to speak with you directly.
The leads only
go to you. Remember for the $250 application that goes to get the Google Guarantee approval, the complete application, and of course the background check for yourself and any other face-to-face employees. If you have all your documents in hand, I can get your client interview for that. Let me pull the calendar. I can get your client interview for that today between 4 and 5 p.m. If you have all of your documents in, we get those reviews, we can get you approved in under a week. Originally, yes, we had said 4 to 8 weeks, but we have definitely expedited that process, and that was the whole reason you were trying to get your documents in hand before you even signed up for it, because you didn't want to waste the time or the money.
Very true. I mean, I don't want to waste my time.
I know. It's the most important. The time's more valuable than the money, honestly, because it's your time.
The 50 is just to do what?
Is the 250 is the application fee. So to get the application completely processed and background checks for the face-to-face employees. Once everything's been approved and you're Google Guarantee certified, then what happens, David, is the technician will contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. The monthly minimum monthly budget is set at $609. That's for 13 Google Guaranteed leads at $46.67 per lead. Okay, it never goes up, it never changes or increases.
So it's going to be, okay, so with this Google Guarantee, it's $150 background check.
Application and background check, yes, sir.
Okay, application and background check, that's it.
Yes, sir.
If the only thing I get charged after that is for my lead.
Correct.
Okay, and my leads will start coming in within a week?
So the leads will come in as soon as we get that application processed and returned back. I cannot say exactly a week. I've seen it happen in a week, David. I want it to happen for you in a week. What has to happen is I give you I can give you the application as soon as I process the account. I can give you the application right away. You can get everything filled out. I have the client interview with the technician. It's like a 20-minute phone call. What they do from there is they're going to send you the link for those 5 reviews. Remember we talked about needing those 5 reviews for the application? You have that in the bag because you have tons of people that you've serviced that are willing to say something great about you. We get those 5 reviews. We turn the application in. Once the application is turned in, getting that approval is super quick because you already have all of your documents in place.
Wow. See, I just got a Google review right now.
That's great.
No, I'm just, see? And it just says I've had 49 views this month. I know you don't care.
I do. What do you mean I don't care?
I'm trying to figure out, I need to figure this out because I'm telling you, so many people are definitely looking at the company, and for whatever reason, you know, there's something that's not, I don't know. I'm very confused. Okay, so 250, I get you. Okay, so I'm trying to think. 250, get that started. I'm over here looking for my emails from, you know what? I already know what it is right here. I'm going to have to go on my computer. And, okay, and what email am I going to be sending this to?
What email are you going to be sending what to?
It all goes through the
application. So once I process the account, then I send you the application, and it's all done directly through the application itself. There's a link that we send you, and it's done directly into the application.
Well, I mean, and how difficult is this application? I mean, because everybody says it's simple. Everybody says, I understand that, but it's something that you deal with on an everyday process. I'm just trying to make sure that I can. I just don't want any heckles in it, man. I mean, because if it is, I just.
So this is what happens, David, is I send you the application, you go through it and fill it out to the best of your ability. I can schedule your client interview with the technician that is the expert in that application for any additional questions that you have. I can schedule that today between 3 and 4 p.m. The tech can call you and square everything else away. We're not trying to heckle you or cause you any more grief or stress by any means.
I mean, this is every day. I mean, this is just part of what you got to deal with. I'm just trying to. I'm just trying to. I know I sent myself my. Okay. I know why. Okay, there's my license. Okay, so that's going to come up under David if you want to. So what am I going to need to get verified? And so that way I have it all out of, because I don't want no hiccups.
Right. So all that you're going to need is your business license and insurance, social security number, driver's license. Is there anybody else going on the application outside of yourself? Or are you the only one who's going to be approved for the background check?
I'm the only one because it's going to be me. I don't trust nobody to mess up my company. I am where I am because I've been doing it on my own. I've learned how to do everything on a satellite basis. As long as you've got the money and as long as you communicate with your vendors and your roofers, you have no problems. I can run 8 jobs at once. Believe it or not, it is what it is.
I
found out hiring people, you end up, they're drinking, they're smoking weed on the job, and, you know, it's cool. I get it, you know, but don't do it on my fucking job. That's the way I am. I'm like, you know, you're easily replaceable. No, you're easily replaceable, bro. Seriously.
Sure.
Like, dude, you're making $500 for not doing shit today. Now you're not making $500. Like, most people don't even fucking make that in a week, bro. Like, that's how stupid people can be. And literally, to watch a job site, and they don't even have to work. The roofers got to clean up people. All you have to do is wear a t-shirt, put on a cap, make sure that everything's happy, and then they're drinking. You know, I walk up. My dad was an alcoholic. I can smell alcohol in your breath. You know what I'm saying? These people, and no, I'm not drinking. I'm like, bro, get off my job site and don't ever come back. Dude, I'm like, dude, you are an insurance liability just being here right now. Leave the job site right now. What about the money? I'm like, the money that you were going to get paid, you should have thought about that before you had your first drink when you came in. This is unacceptable, bro. Leave the job site. I'll stay here and do what you were supposed to do. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got my license. I already know because I've got to go on the computer because it's got different apps to go send the license, so I can go pull that up and retrieve that.
Okay.
My driver's license, my social security card, insurance, and my license number. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. That's it. So I've got the application queued up, and I'm ready to send it over to you. Are you ready to get this thing started, David?
And let me ask you, what happens if what you're saying doesn't pan out? I mean, like, because I see the 50 contractors on roofing contractors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you even going to see me on there? I mean, or am I just going to have to wait? Because, like, right here I go and I see, you know, I went roofing contractors. So mm-hmm. sponsored, see Google guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see 50 contractors right here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Are you going to be able to find me on here?
Yes, you will be found on there, absolutely. As you already know, that the review generation and things like that are going to be of supreme importance, and we're here to help you with that. You already have that in the bag, you know. We give you a specific link directly to the Google guaranteed reviews in order to generate those 5-star reviews directly for that. And that's separate. Like, you do have, I saw that you got that 5-star review this morning from Heidi. Is that your girlfriend?
No.
Oh, she's whoever she is. She's very pretty. I just asked because it says that she's a realtor as well. So I thought, oh, maybe that was her.
I told you. Do you not know that I do? I told you I do a bunch of roofs for realtors.
Yeah.
That's why I told you. Like, I'm doing fine without it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, there's going to be a pipeline that ends up running out when you work for realtors and flip homes.
Right.
So I'm trying to create, instead of leaning on people mm-hmm. and waiting for work to come in, you know, because of work, I mean, a good name travels. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it lands on the right table and I do business. And I'm going to tell you, I make shit happen quick. Yeah, if I see you today, I can have your roof loaded tomorrow. If you sign the contract, I don't ask you for a penny until the roof's done. When the roof's done, then you pay me. People love that shit. So, I mean, I don't have a problem closing deals.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I have to wait to closing on the houses with the realtors,
mm-hmm.
dude, the realtors love it because that's negotiated in the sale. Mm-hmm. So if I can actually wait out $7,000, $14,000, $15,000 until the sale, dude,
they eat that up.
I'm helping the realtor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We made the deal go through,
and
then I go to the title company and I pick up the check.
Right.
And I put myself in that situation. And, you know, like I said, I just finished that one. That's not my girlfriend. I've got a lot of girlfriends. No, but I wish I was my girlfriend. No, dude, that one right there is hot.
Yeah.
She's a Yeah, she's dating a guy, and she gave you a fantastic high review.
I mean, and she used great words. You know what I mean? You're always on time. Your crew works quickly. Like, this is fantastic. So see, this is what I'm saying. Like, these reviews for this Google local listing, this is going to help. But David, what you have to understand is this position within the local map, it is just something that takes time no matter what. And I know you're a results driven guy. I know you want this right now.
Oh, but, I'm not excuses. Yeah. Everybody knows
me.
Like, I don't play
I know that, you know, and I, that's what I, that's why I feel like the Google Guaranteed program is the best for you because of the conversations we've had, because of the way that you've explained how you do business, because of the ways that you have explained how you produce things and how you want them. The only thing that's really held you back this entire time is the timeline. So you've done everything you can to have everything in order to move this forward as quickly as possible. And at the end of the day, the Google Guaranteed program is the one that is going to move the fastest of all the packages that we have. Whether you go with my company or you go with 10 companies down the road, if Google Guaranteed is going to be the fastest moving package because it has the ability to get the approval process done quickly. In addition to that, we go ahead and promote those reviews. We get everything pushed forward as quickly as possible because it is a results-driven package. It is not a programming type of package. This is based on you paying for the individual leads, and then we support it with the programming and, of course, the reviews and the website and things like that.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Mm-hmm. So I paid the $250. And then the rest of it is per lead and everything is verified on.
And that's only once everything's been completely approved and the advanced verification process is completed, then the technician contacts you and says, David, we're ready to start the leads. You say, okay, go ahead and charge the budget. It's the $609, and you always have the ability to increase that if you choose to, if you want more leads.
Why do you pay for the budget up front without the service?
You pay for the budget up front because when the leads contact you and it's a valid lead, then they pull from that budget.
Yeah, I understand, but
I don't have any further explanation on that. That's just the way that it's been done since they rolled this out. It's done directly through Google.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't like the way that. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
$609 a month. So really, it's $250 plus $609. What?
Just the $609. That's for the 13 Google guaranteed leads at $67 or $46.67. That's your lead cost. Okay.
So what are they going to ask me for? Okay, so I'm going to pay the $250. Basically, I'm giving that away. So I'm going to give $250 just to get background or whatever. And obviously, I passed everybody's background, so that's not
right.
The issue. So I'm giving that away. And then after a week, you're going to call me and you're going to ask me for how much more money?
So once the approval process is complete, your Google Guarantee certified, the technician contacts you to set the minimum monthly budget. The minimum monthly budget for your category in your area for roofing is the $609. That gives you 13 leads at $46.67 per lead.
So that's $859 to start up. And then after that, what is going to be the hit? What are going to be the catch-22s?
There's none. So what happens is, if you choose to keep it just at the 13 leads per month and you use your entire budget for the month, then it's going to automatically renew at the $609. Okay?
If I set it up for the month at this 13, because what if your program doesn't work? What if, I mean, of course I want it to work. I'm believing in you 100%
right
now.
Right.
But let's just say the catch-22 is like, mm-hmm. Hey, Dave, you passed the background check and, you know, if the calls aren't coming in and the leads are not sufficient, then there's going to be a hiccup. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm getting...
Right, I get it. So let me explain it to you all the way, David, because if the calls aren't coming in, if you're not receiving calls, the budget's not being charged, that budget isn't going to automatic. It's only once it's completely depleted, and then we're going to charge it, okay? And that is done only once everything has been verified. So that's why the calls are completely recorded, right? Say that it does go bad, right? Say that it goes bad, you receive a solicitation call, or you receive a spam call, or you receive a call from a guy who's looking for a job, he's not looking for a roof, right? Okay.
And so I already know I'm going to get that. And I know I'm going to get that. I know it. So, I mean, I know it. Because it's like that with every group. So, I mean, I'm glad you're at least being honest.
Okay. So that's why we have this call recording in place. So it's a specific call tracking number that is directly assigned to your business. It's on your Google business profile. It is assigned straight from Google. Okay. It's signed straight from Google. You program that number into your phone, and when that client calls, it's going to say Google Guaranteed Lead calling in. That call is completely recorded. Okay? So in the event that it is any of those, you know, things that I've already stated, or say it's a location you don't serve, or say it's a service that you don't provide, that is not listed on your Google Guaranteed profile. All of those things are considered invalid leads, and that's why those calls are recorded, is because all of the other pay-per-lead services, David, none of those calls are recorded. And when you call to get a credit, they're like, there's no way to prove that. Sorry, we're going to keep our lead fee, right? That's why Google built this particular service, this pay-per-lead service called Google Guaranteed. All of the calls are recorded. In the event that you have one of those negative situations happen to you, there's no dispute. The call was recorded. That was clearly a guy who was looking for a job. He wasn't looking to have a roof done. Okay? That's why those things are in place already for you. If that is the case, then that money is going to be returned because it's already been disputed. We've had absolutely no problems with our representative over at Google getting those things returned. They are on a much rarer occasion. I'm not saying that they don't happen, because things, you can't control what the population is doing and if they're calling on false things, but getting it straightened out has not been a problem at all.
Okay. And let me see. Last question is going to be, what happens with my current website?
Well, your current website, I mean, if you want us to use that current website, we absolutely 100% will. We want to do whatever is going to make you the happiest. And,
hold on 1 second. So you're going to, you're going to create and you're going to put another website together that isn't going to require me to do anything other than what y'all are going to do, correct?
Correct. So if you want us to use the current photos that you have, you want us to use the logo that you have, all of those things, we could just pull the content direct, the photos and the logo and all that stuff directly off there.
What other photos are y'all going to use? What other things are y'all going to do?
We want photos directly from you. We want you to be as involved as you want to be, David. But if you just want to set it and forget it, then we're only going to use what we can see right here. But if you know, like you said, she was going through some of your photos. She was, you know, noticing that you have some really fantastic stuff. Of course you do. You've been doing this for a long time, and you provide excellent service. Okay. So if there's some really great shots and some really great photos that you would like to send us in addition to what you already have up here, that's going to be great. If not, we can work with what you already have. But as you continue to complete these projects and you get things done, a lot of people, they send in before and afters. And we go ahead and include, like I said, that custom website design with it. It's all inclusive. There's nothing additional for it. It's included with the $250 application fee. But if you want us to use what you've got and you're 100% happy with that, then we can use that as well. We want to do what you want.
Well, I'm just wondering if that setting up that website was just pointless now.
It's not pointless because it gives you something. It's not pointless. I'm actually glad that you did it, because in the Google local listing, it gives you something. Because that was one of the things that we had originally talked about multiple times, was like, right now, remember at first, it was the wrong, it was the wrong information out there. It had like, an old address or something, I believe. And then there was no website, right? The only picture that was associated was one that was you and your daughter standing in a courtyard of some sort. So because she's re-verified you and you've set this up, your clients do have a dedicated spot to land on. Prospective clients have a dedicated spot to land on. People are able to see that this is for sure a legitimate company. I mean, you and I already knew that, and all the people that you've already served already knew that. But for the untrained eye, so it is great that you have something up there, and it doesn't say google.business.site/this. It is an actual domain, too. So it wasn't pointless by any means. Can we expand on it? Can we increase it? Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just trying to see, like, I'm looking at these other websites that are over here that are on this google.com, and they don't even... I don't know. I'm looking at Stevens. Okay, some of them don't even have any pictures, and they're on the top of the list. That's what's a trick. But it's cool. You know, it is what it is. I mean, I kind of want to go forward. I just hope that it's just, hey, as easy as you just like said right now, hey, send in your license, send in your insurance, send in your Social Security card, send in your driver's license. I can have all that done like within the next 10 minutes. You said I can't do it because I got to wait for...
I have the application queued up and ready to go. You're going to click on the application. It's a clickable link. It says Google Guaranteed Application, David. And I'm going to send it to you right now. Here. Sending it to you now. Once you open that email, you click on that, okay? And it's going to take you directly through it. It's going to take you directly through all the information that they need, how to upload the photos, literally everything. I schedule your client onboarding with the technician. I can actually get that done as, like I said, I can do that between 3 and 4 p.m. is the soonest available appointment time that we have for that. I just need to process the application fee.
Yeah, everything, I get it. I'm just over here thinking, I don't want any, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm trusting you on this. Okay. You've already known. I've been dealing with you already for a minute. I'm trusting you. I am trusting you. I'm not saying that I don't believe in this program, because obviously there's other people that do. And if they work it, it works. Dude, I'm trusting you because there's other vendors I can work with.
Correct.
And dude, I don't want to be misled. I don't want you to call me back and be the one, you know, because I started talking to John and his numbers were different from the numbers that you were giving me. Way different. 398 gets you started, boom, boom, boom. You know, and that's why I didn't.
That's for the Facebook, though. That's for the Facebook package. And you and I had already determined the Facebook package wasn't the correct package for you, because Facebook isn't your jam.
Yeah, I mean, and I could care less about it. You know, to me, I think what they say, the guy, Confessions of a Time Traveler, I mean, we're pretty soon we're not going to have phones anymore. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm going to be 100% honest with you. John is one of our newer agents, and what looks like happened to me in your account is that, so I talked to you on the 6th, and I held your account. I was gone from the 9th. I was gone for a week. So when you called back in, you probably called my account, my line, didn't reach me directly. Okay. So called back in, okay. So just called the regular line. And then instead of them telling you, hey, Amy's on vacation, let me get you over to her voicemail or whatever the case is, they sent the account out. So John isn't even, he's a brand new agent. He's not even experienced, and he didn't even read through your account to see what it is that we have been talking about. I have all that notated, that Facebook really isn't, social media isn't really what you're looking for. You're looking for results driven package. I mean, there's notes and notes and notes, because we've been speaking since June.
Yeah, it's been a while, I know, but listen, so. So you sent it to me. Let me see if you sent it to me. You did. It's going to be under. Okay, you did. Let me see. That's not it.
It'll say Google Guaranteed application in the subject line.
So is it going to be what? Oh, switch account. Okay. So I'm going to just log on to my computer. I guess I'm going to figure this out. Might take me a minute. Of course, I knew it wasn't going to be as easy as you said. Everybody said, oh, yeah, it's easy. And I was like, well, here we go again. I'd be here all day trying to figure this one out. So the only thing I need to do is what now? Just give you a credit card number so I can donate that portion to know that I'm and then you're going to hit me back with 609 in a week and then be like, yo, we got you 13 leads in a day, bro.
Not in a day. They don't come through in a day. You get to choose how quickly they come in. At 13 leads in a month, you're looking at about 3 leads a week. If you want all 13 leads in 1 week, then we can push that. But again, it's the budget, you know, but that's a conversation with the technician. So Ivan, I'm going to schedule a call with Ivan for you. He is the one who's going to go through that application with you at length to ensure that you're 100% up and everything is 100% submitted and ready to go. Any additional questions that you have, those are going to go directly to Ivan because he's the one who handles the application.
So if you're taking my money, I expect all this to get it done. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and play games. I mean, like I said, I'm going to sit down in front of the computer and I'm going to do what it says to do, but I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. I don't want any hiccups. I don't want any bullshit because then I'm going to call you back and I'm going to be like, hey, dude, I just want to refund. This isn't anything like what you said. And if you're keeping it 100 with me, then, and if it's that easy, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give you my credit card number. I'm going to move forward. But I just don't want any hiccups, please. Or you know how it is when somebody misinforms you.
Right.
You know, it's just, and why would you, like, to me, I take that shit personal because one, I wouldn't have done that to you.
Right.
So it does bother me when other people are like, well, why'd you get mad? I'm like, bro, like, I wouldn't have done that shit to you. Like, if I knew that it wasn't going to work, I wouldn't have told you because that shit doesn't work.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to mislead you. And if you willingly mislead me, that's the part where it just pisses me off. But,
sure.
You know.
Understood. And I'm not willingly misleading you, and I would never willingly mislead you. I wouldn't have spent as much time as I have spent with you. You know, I mean, I don't know. This is our number five or six. You know what I mean? And I would never, and I'm not complaining about it. I am glad that you continue to call me because that shows, like you said, you have multiple people that have called you on this, many people that you could have worked with, and there's something that keeps bringing you back to this. So you want really badly to believe that this is going to work and you want to believe everything that I'm telling you. And I believe 100% in everything that I am telling you, David, and I give you my word on that.
All right.
Okay.
So, and literally, and I want to make sure that forget that. And see, the copy and paste, I don't know how to do all that shit. You know, I got my insurance. I get all that. Oh, so what is your business license number? Oh, it's not even asking for a copy. It's just asking what your license number is.
Well, then then below it, please provide a copy of the business license.
All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is all bullshit. No, I'm just looking at it. I'm like, oh, my God, this is this.
Oh.
Well, where's my girlfriend when I need her?
Oh, man.
Dude, I'm not the most savviest, and this is the part where she hates me. I don't write in journals, and she's like, you need to write in journals. And I'm like, man, well, I'm Mexican. I don't write in journals. I mean, dude, hey, I'm fighting for full custody of my daughter. That's the reason why we are disconnected. Dude, I've been fighting for custody of my daughter. So I got custody of her. And I mean, dude, I've been going to fucking court, therapist, dude, I mean, retainer fees, $6,500, $2,000, $2,500, $1,500, dude. And I don't even need a therapist. I'm Mexican. I'm like, bro, the way I was taught is you got to fucking deal with it or go
just
kill yourself, dog. Like, figure your life out. Dude,
yeah,
oh,
just
you got,
suck
you
it
got
up,
a sad story?
Scoop it
good
the
fucking luck. So they're telling me, I go to my first therapy section, and they're like, well, what brings you here? I'm like, that's a fucking good question. I'm the one that's
like,
got to, I run a company. I mean, as a matter of fact, they got a roof going on right
clearly.
Now. I need nails. My roofers just texted me that I need roofs. I need roofer nails for the back shed. That's my problem right now. I mean, my daughter was getting abused by her mom. You know, she would get drunk and get backhanded. Well, dude, I'm at the age of 12. I mean, my daughter broke down. And dude, I ain't fucking dealing with that shit. I don't hit my daughter. So, you know, if you only knew what I was dealing with, and you know, dude, I wear my heart on my sleeve, but dude, I'm still trying to put this together. Dude, I've been going to court, online Zoom. And that's the part where you didn't understand. I'm like, dude, I'm on court on Zoom for 4 hours. Dude, before my doc gets called, but I have to be on Zoom for 4 hours, you know, ready talking with the attorney and amicus. Mm-hmm. Dude, nobody has known how difficult it's been. You know, she went to see her mom this weekend. Dude, by law, the court order says you're not supposed to be interrogating your daughter, asking her why she's made the decision to leave and whatnot. You're supposed to leave her happy. When I dropped my daughter off on her mom's birthday it was her mom's birthday on Saturday. Dude, my daughter dressed up. She looked so pretty. I was like, damn, you look so pretty. I was like, you look all good for your mom. Of course, in the clothes I bought. Dude, her mom doesn't let her dress nice over to see me. So I dressed her up, dude. My daughter was smiling so bright. She was going to go see her mom for 3 hours. Dude, my daughter, of course, girls. She was supposed to be there from 12 to 3. My daughter got there, you know, took longer because she was trying to get pretty for her mom. She gets there at 12:20. I go, I'll be back at 3 o'clock. She goes, no, you can pick your daughter up at 3:30. The court order says be there by 3.
Mm-hmm.
Also says you're not supposed to be interrogating your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, within the first 30 minutes, she started interrogating my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And did everything that the court order said not to do. So when I get there to pick her up, my daughter's shoulders are slouched.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair is down.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't look happy. For the past month, my daughter has been smiling ear to ear.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course it bothered me because, dude, man, I'm telling you, it's what I'm going through and what I'm dealing with. It's like, dude, I hate to tell you this, Amy, by the end of this makes me gonna need some therapy because you know what? I built my boundaries around narcissists, you know, because I know what they do.
I do. Trust me,
and
I grew up in an alcoholic home. I completely understand.
So
I was married to an alcoholic.
I
understand more than you know, like way more than you know. I understand.
Yeah, no, well, dude, I would have to dodge beer bottles, and those beer bottles would bend the metal framing on the walls in the units because she was throwing them so hard. Imagine if those things had hit me, you know. But I just think about it, and dude, in the control that she has over my daughter. Dude, I'm going to tell you just before we go on. I'm going to give you my credit card number, but I'm just letting you know what the fuck's been going on in my life. So you know the character of the gentleman that's on the other end of the phone. Dude,
I do know because I've spoken with you since you were taking care of that little boy.
Cohen?
Your girlfriend's little boy. You were taking care of him, and you weren't even boyfriend and girlfriend yet. Like, I remember the whole story, David.
and you know what's crazy? That kid... Yeah.
I know. It was your friend's son, and he wouldn't even take care of his own son, and you stepped up, and you are a highly integrated person. You know?
We go to daycare. I walk in with his mom, my daughter, and I kid you not, that little kid runs past everybody. He just runs straight up to me. Dude, the mom's like, what the fuck?
Exactly. I gave birth. Yeah, I know.
Dude,
I get it. My
that
son's
little
the
kid,
same way with his stepdad. Like, totally the same way. Like, 100%
that little kid wakes up.
Exactly.
And he,
can't
and
wait
he
to see
crawls,
you, huh?
He crawls, he, and he crawls. He crawls on my stomach, and he goes to sleep on me, on my belly. And I caress him, and then he goes back to sleep. It's a trip, you know. And you know, my daughter... I thought that she wouldn't be receptive, but she was like, you know, Dad, you can tell that this kid loves you. Like, and I'm like, well, he knows, one, I ain't going to hurt him. And then, two, like, he desires a man. Like, all y'all are females. Mm-hmm. And he
and
needs
she wants
a
that
dad.
Structure from a man. Exactly.
Oh,
no,
dude.
They do. 100% they do.
And that's, and I'm going to tell you, that's what leads me to these phone calls, because I know that I'm going to have to take care of my daughter, which I'm perfectly fine. I mean, dude, I make good money. But dude, if, you know, me and homegirl are going to join forces, we went and looked at a $1.2-1.3 million house this week. And, you know, because dude, we're going to have to, I mean, if we're going to have our kids, we can't be claustrophobic. You know, we both run businesses and companies. Yeah. She's on Zoom. I'm on Zoom. We're both dealing with insurances. You know, it's crazy. But just letting you know, like, this is why I'm motivated now. And I should have been more proactive before, but I needed to build my credentials, you know, show that I have my skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm ready to move forward. I trust you. Look, Amy, you have a son that plays football. I understand. I'm correct, right?
Yeah, you remember correctly. You do.
You're dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I am too. So, you know, parent to parent, loving your child and wanting to provide for your child, this is why I'm on the phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being honest with you. I'm, you know, to take myself to the next level so I can provide for my family. And, you know, literally, I trust in this program. I know I've done it with a lot of other programs that have been unsuccessful, but, you know, there's definitely a connection here as far as business, you know,
right.
And, you know, there's some kind of drive behind you, and I don't see you. I mean, we misread each other one day, you know, when I hung up, and I apologize, but, you know, dude, you've shown, you know, an extreme amount of dedication, and, you know, dude, you're like, this will work for you. I hope it does, because I'm trusting you, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of other people have trusted you, and, you know, I'm just letting you know, I'm a biblical man. Please don't mislead me. Don't misguide me, because I'm trusting you. Please.
Listen, I'm a Christian lady as well, okay? I actually have 2 Bible verses tattooed on my body, okay? 100%.
Okay, well,
and I'm telling you, like, I believe in this product, and I believe this is the one product that I have pushed for you. Harder than possible, because this is the one that's actually going to work for you. And to show you just how dedicated I am on that, like, when you and I went over this multiple times, obviously those bigger packages, you know, this isn't just like about money for me, because those bigger packages, those obviously mean more commission, bigger package, more money, right? This package is what is actually best for your business, because of where you're located and because of the type of results that you want. This is what is going to be very best for you. And I 100% believe that. Wholeheartedly 100% believe that. I would not give you a product. I've literally turned people down. You know what? This isn't actually the product for you, sir. I don't have a product that's going to fit for your business. After having had a conversation with you, I don't believe that this is actually a good fit. I won't just take somebody's money because there's money for the taking, because it's not right. It's just not right, David. And I believe 100% that this is going to work for you. I believe 100% in the product that I've given you and the product that I'm assigning to you. I believe that this is what is exactly the missing piece that you're looking for.
I hope so, Amy, because, you know, dude, like, between me and you, like, I don't want to go looking anywhere else. I mean, I'm sure you're going to get a kickback for, you know, the longer I stay with the business and as long as I'm continuing to invest.
It's a one-time commission.
No?
Nope, it's a one-time commission.
Damn, mm-hmm. That sucks. Yep. I would think that
it does. It does, especially with. But you know what? I have royalties within the company myself, just because I've been with them for so long, and they ask me to take care of the higher end packages. They ask me to call the higher end clients. They give me the opportunity for those bigger commissions, you know, because I bring in the clientele, and because my clientele sticks with the program, because I explain it properly. I say, look, this is how it is. This is how it's not. This is what it's going to give you. This is what it's not going to give you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't leave a lot to ambiguity or leave it vague. Like, I'm very specific.
Okay. And so let me ask you again,
mm-hmm.
once I'm verified, you're going to, I mean, I'm going to come up as Google guaranteed.
Correct.
And I will, and you will find me on that list. I'm not going to not be on, Because if I'm not on that 50, if I don't see me, I'm going to be very disappointed.
No,
because
you're
going
to be on there, David. You are going to be on there. Absolutely. You're going to be on there. And we're going to, after you're on there, we're going to push you to the top. We're going to get you those reviews. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that you are the top guy up there, because that's what you want. The first process is getting the approval. And yes, absolutely. Your profile, you're going to have access to be able to see your profile as a Google Guaranteed provider. And as I was going through the application, you have the BBB. All of these things are going to help to give you more visibility and give you a stronger presence. All of the things that you, and so to answer the question, like for the things that you're like, okay, well, I took the time to do these other things. Now I feel like that was wasted time. It isn't, because going through that application, I see that it's asking if you, it's not required for you to have BBB, but if you have it, it's going to obviously give you a check in the right direction. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. All right. Don't fuck me, man.
I'm not going to.
All right. I'm trusting you big time, yo.
I know.
Seriously. 4856.
Okay.
2002. Or you know what? You know what? I'm gonna keep it on this one. And then if I need to change it, I'll change it.
Okay.
4856. 2002. Mm-hmm. 5989-0963.
Expiration month and year?
That's going to be 9/30/24 or 9/24, whatever you want to put.
3-digit code on the back?
453.
And the billing address for this card?
22215 Sable Mist. SABLEMIST.
Mm-hmm.
78259.
Okay. Give me just a second here. You're going to receive a...
What else am I going to receive? I thought I was supposed to do this Google Guaranteed application.
You are, but right now you're going to receive your invoice that's going to come over to you via email. You're also going to receive the term... Are you in front of the computer or are you on the cell?
Well, I'm in front of the computer. I was going to start trying to.
Yeah.
See what I told you? You're coming at me. I'm going to send you this.
The invoice is for your record so you can write it off at the end of the year.
That's automatically coming up on my Wells Fargo account. That automatically comes printed out.
Okay. The only, I need you to sign the terms and conditions here. I sent them to you via email as well as text message. It's a quick link that has everything in there. It has the LSA Google Guarantee and exactly the service and products that we have been providing for you, that we're going to be providing for you. I've scheduled your client interview with my technician. His name is Ivan. He's going to call you between 3 and 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. He's going to call you from our 877 phone number, okay? And he's the one who's going to walk through the rest of that application with you. Any changes, any updates?
I'm not going to be home. I've got to pick up my daughter at that time.
Okay. Okay,
I mean,
so then,
I can pick her up. I don't have to be in front of a computer, right?
No, you don't have to be in front of the computer. But, David, if you have any additional questions that you needed him to walk you through, then you probably want to be in front of the computer. Okay, so I can – let me see here. That's the only other time that we have available for it today.
Well, I need it today. Like, I don't want to – like, mm-hmm. What is it? Dave, what is the business name? Dave's Roofing and Construction. I'm going to say the whole.
You want to say Dave's Roofing and Construction on there?
Well, I want to just Dave. I can just leave Dave's Roofing, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. So I just need to know the last appointment time that I have for the application is today between 3 and 4 p.m. So I can tell him, like, how long do you need to pick up your daughter?
Well, I mean, I don't, like, even, like, right now, I didn't even plan on doing this. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing this, like, on the cool
mm-hmm.
thing. 2000. So I'm 5 years going on 6 years of being open. What is employer identification? I pick her up at, I gotta pick her up at 4 o'clock. So like
at 4 o'clock. Okay, so I'll have him call you right at 3.
Huh?
I'll have him call you right at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, but babe, I'm not